Time this morning for a silage focus program brought to you by Micogen brand silage Pacific corn hybrids. Visit Micogen.com. And joining us once again on the program, John Erickson, customer agronomist with Micogen in our part of the country. And John, we're, as we sit here visiting, Mother Nature's having the best of us again. She's not letting us get any work done. And what kind of things are you hearing out there as farmers? Are they worried about last year? Are they recognizing that maybe the conditions are just a little bit different than they were last year at this time? What are they telling you?
Well, Bob, the guys that I've heard from or some of our sales rep have talked to are, you know, they're just, it's getting a little late. I mean, they'd like to be getting out there and getting planting, but again, it's only, you know, the first
of the last day of April
as
we speak.
Yeah, last day of April. And so, you know, we're still okay. You know, this weather is wet, but it could turn around very fast, I think. You know, if we get some warm weather, which, of course, the forecast doesn't look good here for the rest of this week, but, you know, it can turn around quickly. You know, I think growers are, they want to get going. And, you know, but it's not time yet to panic. I mean, we still have time to get out there and get things done.
Yeah, we've got a couple weeks until we get that optimum window of opportunity. Then we start going a little bit in the other direction. But again, we can make up for that too if the weather turns hot, because corn is a hot weather plant, let's face it.
Yeah, exactly. And we're heading into that period where it'd be nice to get in and get planting started, or, you know, some guy, you know, past years, sometimes planting's been halfway done for guys. And so, I mean, Mother Nature's going to throw what she's going to throw this morning driving around. You know, I've got the moisture, it's got ice crystals in it. So it's cold out there. The soil, I don't think, is warmed up a lot at this point. Hadn't had a chance to warm up, but, you know, again, the sun's high enough that when that weather turns around, I think it's going to warm that top soil layer that we need to get for planting. It's going to warm it pretty quick, and hopefully dry it out pretty quick.
Yeah, too. And when Mother Nature does do that for us, we better be ready to go, and we want to make sure we get it right the first time.
Exactly, and be ready to go. And we've talked about that, you know, having the equipment ready and having all those things. Now guys are just itching to get going. With the equipment that a lot of growers have out there, they can get a lot done in a short amount of time, Bob. So, you know, I think as long as we don't end up with a year like last year where it extended out into June and July, you know, I think we'll be fine. We get good planting weather here in May as May comes along.
Because, you know, we talked about that optimum date for planting about May 10th, but it doesn't do any good if we don't plant the crop right.
Exactly. So as you look at, you know, planting, guys coming up now, there's, you know, once they get into the field and do some planting, you know, we've talked about getting the planter ready. We've talked about some of those other things, fertility and whatnot. But, you know, I thought maybe it's good to kind of review a couple of important basics to really achieving a good stand and get a good early season start when they get in there. So, you know, one of those most important tasks is that planting operation that's coming up, doing it right the first time. And as we look at the genetic potential of the hybrids that we talk about, you know, that the highest potential exists that day it's put in the ground. So you're right. Doing it right the first time, doing it right, that one chance you get is really going to be important in protecting that yield potential, you know, the yield potential of that crop out there, really protecting it. And that's what we're doing. Once you get it in the ground, that's the highest yield potential a grower has. From there on, what are we doing? We're trying to, you know, control weeds from taking, you know, yield. We're trying to reduce fungus, you know, or diseases from taking yield. So there's some things that go into that as we go through the season.
And planting, of course, these valuable crops like our Micogen BMR and TMF hybrids, I mean, it's so important to our dairy animals, the dairy industry, because that's king in Wisconsin. And again, we've got to do it right. We got to make sure the conditions are right so that in the end, we're feeding good stuff to the cows.
Exactly. And I think, you know, as we get into the planting period here, you know, imminent, it's going to be right on us as the weather turns. I think there's probably three requirements for good stands out there, uniform germination and the emergence of that corn that I really like to emphasize to growers. Number one, you know, is going to have adequate and uniform soil moisture in that seed zone. So, you know, we can have a lot of soil characteristics out in that soil that, you know, provides uneven soil moisture. Soil characteristics, you know, the type of soils in the fields, their tillage patterns that growers have, you know, unusual weather conditions, which we've got plenty of moisture right now. And one of the other things is planting is uneven planting depth. If we can minimize the effect of variable soil moisture, that can really have a big impact on the stand, the even stands, and the optimal plant growth. You know, as we look at planting depth, you know, what's the optimal planting depth? I think we've talked about in the past. Under normal conditions, the ideal planting depth is going to be about 1.5 to 2 inches deep. You know, if we talk a little bit earlier planted corn, you can plant probably at that 1.5 inches. But really, growers, you know, want to avoid planting too shallow. You know, if they get it too shallow, Bob, they can get some uneven germination. Mm-hmm. They get uneven stands. Of course, for silage, that's not going to be good. And they even get even poorer root development. You know, it doesn't leave room there for the nodal roots to develop. So as this season gets a little later, you know, if those temperatures do get high you know, we get a little bit dry weather, you know, then maybe a little bit later or deeper planting might be appropriate, maybe 2 to 2.5 inches. But really the optimal planting depth is 1.5 inches mm-hmm. and 2 inches deep.
Soil temperature is important too, because again, you don't want to put that seed in the ground, just have it sit there. You want it to activate as soon as possible.
Well, and that's true. So, you know, a second point that I always talk to growers or hear questions about is, you know, when's that corn going to germinate? So, again, uniform soil moisture we talked about. What about uniform soil temperature? And that's really important, too, in the seed zone. So germination of the corn is most affected by soil temperature. And growers, we've heard, we talk about 50 degrees Fahrenheit. That's kind of the rule of thumb. The soil temperature in that top 2 inches of soil should be around 50 degrees. Corn isn't going to germinate or emerge very quickly or uniformly if that soil temperature is less than 50, which right now we're less than 50. But as those soils warm and get into that mid-50 or greater, you know, emergence is going to be out of that ground in 7 days or less if soil moisture is adequate. You know, and that's where we can catch up a lot for some of this cold weather that we have. So, uneven soil temperatures, we talk about those again. Soil characteristics, residue really has a lot of impact. You know, as they get into tillage, reduced tillage, you know, a lot of residue on there can impact soil temperature. But as we move, you know, toward or past the optimal planting date, which you kind of mentioned earlier, is about May 10th in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, 10th,
here.
12th, something 10th, like that.
12th, somewhere in there. If, you know, if it stays cool and 50 degrees isn't attained, it's wise to go ahead and get in there and get planting. So So guys will be planting soon, we know that.
Yeah, and make sure the planter's working right, so we've got seed-to-soil contact, the proper depth, all that stuff.
Exactly. Important. You know, again, good seed-to-soil contact, that'd probably be a third important point, third requirement for good germination and emergence. We want to make sure that soil is firmed and completely surrounds that seed, so we get uniform germination and uniform emergence. The impact of all that, Bob, is, you know, we talk about a good even stand for silage. You know, you can have runts in grain corn, and some of those ears will flex out in grain and maybe compensate for that. But as you think about silage, anytime you have a runt plant there from uneven emergence or uneven planting depth that causes uneven emergence, those plants, I mean, that's your tonnage there. So each plant is very, very important. So that's why, as we look at, you know, this time frame, this time period, you got this chance, one chance is coming up pretty quick. Try to do it right the first time, and that's going to pay off in the silage tonnage later on. And your development, quality, part of BMR or part of TMF or part of dual purpose, whatever guy's growing, all those things, I think, impact, you know, what a grower's going to have.
So follow those 3 points of advice, and they'll be happy.
Yep. I think, you know, as we get into planting, the tendency is kind of to, hey, let's get her done and go, go, go. But take time and still check your planting depth, check your spacing, make sure your population's correct. You know, you'll be happier at the end. Haste makes waste is what my mom always used.
And soul the cows.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, John, thank you. TMF hybrids and the BMR hybrids from Mikagen. On our silage focus program this morning, brought to you by Mikagen brand silage specific corn hybrids, visit Mikagen.com.